Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Let's talk to Dave Harris. He is the CEO of Invertrust Consultancy. David, very good morning to you.
Morning.
Right, your thesis, 10 years on the Lehman's collapse. Fire away, young
fire
man.
Fire away, yeah. Well, it almost seems impossible, doesn't it, that it is almost 10 years to the day since Lehman Brothers went down and the economic crash of 2008-2009 went global. Who or what was to blame for that crash has been endlessly pored over and pulled apart. But two names that certainly resonate from that area is Alan Greenspan and Gordon Brown. I mean, they've been in charge of the USA and UK economies for over 10 years. Regulation was lax or non-existent. Banks were encouraged to lend recklessly. You had consumer stupidity and greed running riot. Credit was so free and easy for everybody. You had self-certified mortgages raining down on everybody. Borrowers then ultimately became either unable to service that debt or repay it. And it had to end. And it did very painfully for a lot of people. So I thought maybe we'd just have a look at what had happened in the last 10 years, what the authorities tried to do to minimise all the terrible problems that that occurred then. So you started off with quantitative easing or printing money. That's been very, very successful. Yep. I mean, it, as the old adage goes, they may have pushed the can down the road a little bit because at some point that's going to have to be unwound. But it's certainly been the oil in the system in the last 10 years. Stock markets have soared, particularly in the USA. I mean, the Nasdaq, which has got, you know, all of the companies that the future holds, perhaps, up 500%. The Dow, the old stodgy index, is up 300%. Even here in the UK, with all of our more recent problems, you'd have doubled your money in 10 years. And if you're still lucky enough to own a house in the UK, you will have seen the price of that soar over the last 10 years. Despite a lot of political talk, household debt has actually fallen in the UK. And the gap between rich and poor, despite what some elements of our political elite will tell you, has reduced considerably over the last 10 years. The banks in the UK are better capitalised and more secure. And I think I'll stick my neck out and say it's very unlikely that we would now see a bank in the UK actually go under. I think they've got that pretty much under certain control. Financial regulation and corporate governance, much as many in the city and me included, and probably you included at times, want to pull what remains of our hair out, it is better. We are better regulated and the consumer can feel more comfortable with the way that financial services are regulated. It's not perfect, but certainly a lot better than it was 10 years ago. There may be another financial crisis in the future. I mean, you've only got to look recently at Turkey, Argentina to see yep. that it's not impossible. But I don't think you're going to find anybody who believes that a future crisis will be as bad as the one in 2008 because of what's been put in place in the last 10 years. So there has been some good work. However, it would be distinctly foolish, I think, to think that all in the UK is rosy and, you know, we don't have a care in the world. Whilst the banks have been recapitalised, they've not been split up. So you've still got consumer banking and investment banking rolling along side by side. And the root problem, in my view, within the UK is that we've never, ever been able to devise a way of keeping credit under control whilst financing a prosperous economy. We can't seem to get them running in tandem. One flies off at a different tangent all the time. Recent economic growth has been completely anemic. From 2008 to 2011, we actually led the way in the UK. But since then, income growth or wages growth has not kept pace, and we've stagnated. And now, apart from Italy, we're the worst performing mature economy in the world. There's no single reason why, but the UK, I think, is still hugely dependent on financial services. And if you have a financial crisis, then we're likely to suffer worse than anybody else. But you also had the euro crisis that we had to deal with bailing out of Greece, etc. But I think the single most important point and the elephant in our room is austerity. Stagnant wage growth, reductions in spending on services. We've all got the visible signs. You drive a car, potholes in the road. Nobody repairs potholes despite all these billions of pounds supposedly. Yep. I mean, it doesn't do very good for my suspension on the car. There's reduced refuse collections, and you never know which day of the week or which day of the fortnight or 3 weeks that your particular coloured bin is going to go anywhere. We all know the pressures that exist on health and education. That all comes from our coalition government under Cameron, Clegg and Osborne, and their determination to cut spending, and that's the single biggest factor in the general decline and growth in the UK, in my view. Mrs May came in and she promised to end austerity, but I mean, I can see no genuine shift in the austerity that we're having to put up with. And with Brexit on very much on the horizon now, I think that's going to tie the hands of future administrations. They'll have other things to deal with. So whether they can get back on the growth path or not, I think is highly dubious. So that sounds all very miserable.
Well, you joined us this morning.
So it's all right. Shall we all just go to sleep? But no, seriously, well, what about the future then? Well, I think it's difficult to think that stock markets or house prices are going to double in the next 10 years. I mean, I don't know if you've got a different view on that, but I certainly like to hear how that's likely to happen. Brexit does, in my view, offer huge opportunities for this country, but only the foolish are going to underestimate the initial pain and hurdles that we're going to have to overcome. I don't think progress will be quick, and anyone who tells you otherwise, I think, is either deluded, stupid, or just plain lying. There are opportunities, but it's not going to be easy. Quantitative easing has got to be unwound, and we must only hope that those in charge will be able to do that in a fashion that doesn't cause another surge or upset within the economic environment. The interest rate weapon is going to remain, in my view, unavailable to people. I mean, we've used all that ammunition up, and so they're going to have to find something else to do in the future. We will overcome all of these difficulties, because I think we do. Human beings do overcome them. But that timescale, I'm afraid, is just unknown. You could say we'll do it in 3 years or 5 years, but nobody knows. But we will overcome them. But it's going to be very hard. What I think we need is a new generation of politicians who've got vigour, ideas, vitality. I mean, I look at the lot, and I don't care which particular party you look at in Parliament at the moment, but do you see any of those criteria within our current range of politicians?
No comments, other than the song, Whatever Happened to the Heroes?
Well, I certainly don't see anything there that infuses me to say that there's a leader that's going to stand up and lead this country forward in economic growth and in other areas. And I think that we need to find that talent and ability from somewhere. And if that means an overhaul of the political system, then I think that's a debate for another day. But I don't see anywhere in Westminster at the moment the type of character that I think perhaps is needed to take this country forward. Many would have you believe that there's going to be a stock market correction, and it's imminent. If I had that crystal ball, I'd do something about it. I think it's quite likely that if things have doubled, trebled, quintupled over the last 10 years, then some degree of pullback would be sensible. But I don't know when it will be. Certainly more likely to happen, I think, in the USA than in the UK. And I think all that any of us can sensibly do is to have a mixture of assets that hopefully will maximise the growth in the good times and will give you some defensive qualities when the poorer times in markets actually exist. I actually still see a real value opportunity here in the UK based on this current weakness. I think this market weakness is based on fear and fear of the unknown going forward, and not based on the performance of corporate UK in the last 24 months or so.
Okay, so in summary, we've obviously gone through an extraordinary 10 years. In 100 years' time, what would the history books look back and say, do you think?
Well, I think they'll look back on it in a similar way that you looked back at the great crash of the late 1920s. I mean, it was an earthquake that hit the world. What you have to hope is that the current set of politicians in the world and the current economic leaders will have learnt lessons from the last 10 years and will guide us through. But I think the history books will show that those that were in power just after the millennium and just before the millennium made huge mistakes.
Well, young David, thank you very much indeed for your time.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.